Warralilly pre-game interview.
We're not too far away from going downstairs. Matty Kershaw is just shaking hands with Alan Richardson, who's about to join us thanks to our good friends at Warralilly, the premier place for families to live. Check out warralilly.com.au. And I think we are able to go down to Matty Kershaw, who's got himself well and truly comfortable down at Grant Boundary Site here at the MCG. Kersh, come on in.
Thanks, Kingy. Down here with Alan Richardson. Richo, thanks for having us on K-Rock Football tonight. Obviously a fantastic night for football, a lot better than last weekend's conditions. But tonight, I guess there was a bit of hype during the week with everything that was going on. How hard has it been to keep the players focused this week, or has it been pretty easy moving into tonight's game?
Oh, look, you know, you're right. There was a little bit of distraction early from the Van Ruin Tribunal and not a lot of noise around Gus. I mean, that it wasn't so much the noise, it was more the players. They're obviously feeling for a mate who's doing it pretty tough. But that shifts pretty quickly, you know, once you get back out in the training track. And clearly there's a massive opportunity for us tonight. There's a big opportunity for the Blues. We're going to have to play really, really good footy. Our boys took a fair bit of belief out of a lot of what we did last week. There were some areas in our game that, you know, we couldn't score. We got a lot of opportunity. But we'll go into tonight really looking forward to the contest. Our blokes didn't get overly distracted. They're in a good spot.
I guess one of those focuses tonight will probably be taking your opportunities in front of goal, plus 32 inside forward 50s, Van Ruin out and replacement Tomlinson. So I guess that's going to be a real big focus tonight, that connectivity and taking your chances inside forward 50.
Yeah, no, that's been a couple of times this year, particularly in the wetter conditions. We had one similar against the Giants where we won entry by something similar. It was about plus 30. You don't often lose those sort of games. And so, yeah, I think with the conditions, the boys just right, I mean, panic is the right word. I'm looking for a better word, but just ended up just bombing the ball in as opposed to building the ball up. We're a little bit slow from the back, which allowed, you know, the Pies to get in behind us. So we'll look to be a little bit more aggressive at the right time. We won't become reckless because we'll get scored against. But no, we just there's some stuff we need to work on, and we'll put it into practice tonight.
Alan, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Tom King, Jason Doherty and Mark Neild chatting to you from the K-Rock box. For those listening, just an update on Angus Brayshaw and how he's tracking 8 days on from the incident.
G'day guys. Gussie, he's, you know, our last couple of sessions, he was able to just jog some laps. He's not doing much, really, but that's normal. That's part of the protocol, and then it depends on how he pulls up as to whether he advances. So far, it's heading the right way. Obviously, it's going to be a pretty important week next week to see how he progresses, and you know, we have conversations about all of that with Gus in terms of what, you know, what it looks like going forward.
Michael Hibbert announced his retirement earlier in the week, and it was made public, and he's out of the side tonight. How tough is it to tap a guy on the shoulder who's announced his retirement and hoping to cap it off with a flag, but finds himself out of a semi-final lineup?
Yeah, all those conversations are difficult, you know, particularly when you've got someone like Hibbo, who's been such a warrior for us. But tonight was just a matchup thing. We just thought that, you know, what you know, having the three tools, what it does for both May and Lever, you know, given Carlton's forward line and potential forward line, whilst it only looks like there's two tools there at the minute, that can change pretty quick, given McGovern can go forward too. So, yeah, it's you're right, it's difficult. It was an emotional week for Hibbo, but, you know, he's still there. If we're good enough to win tonight and get through, then he's, you know, he'll be right in the mix.
Alan, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Just Charlie Spargo back in the team, obviously a bit more forward line pressure and also another goal-scoring opportunity for the Demons up forward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, his VFL form has been really good. You know, on the back of a week that we didn't quite connect, he's got really good footy IQ, Sparks. He's a great runner. He's a really good defensive small forward. You know, he gets after the opposition and creates turnovers close to our goal. But probably the biggest thing he does is he finds his teammates. He's got some real, as I said, footy smarts there when we're looking to connect. So that's the reason for Sparks coming back in.
And Tom McDonald back in the team last week. It would be better for the run after last week, and obviously looking for him to put pressure on the scoreboard as well tonight.
Yeah. It's not all about goals, although on the back of last week. It would be nice, but no. Tommy's just got to keep playing his role. They're a really tall defence. They're going to look to mark the ball. They get really good shape behind the ball with the way that their taller defenders, in particular, set up, led by Wiedering. So that'll be a challenge. But Tommy's been going for about 4 or 5 weeks now. His first week back in the VFL was pretty ordinary. And then he ended up being quite dominant. And we don't need him to dominate the game, but I think he'll have a real influence tonight. He's a bloody hard matchup when he's running and when he's competing.
Speaking with Melbourne footy boss Alan Richardson on K-Rock Footy, thanks to Warrilili, the premier place for families to live. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Football.
Richo, good evening and good luck tonight, mate.
Thanks, Neildy.
Hey, mate, you mentioned that the boys would have taken some confidence out of last week. From the outside, having a look in, clearly we thought that your defensive work in slowing the Pies up in their ball movement was terrific, and the work around the contest, it was also great. So we're thinking again, maybe that's the areas that you're meaning that they've got confidence in. Is it as simple based on that as just saying take your chances, or are there other little specifics that you might give us a bit of an insight into about what we hope to see tonight?
Oh look, you're right, Neely. We had 39 front half turners and turnovers. We only got one goal five, I think. So normally that's a pretty strong score source for any team, and it is for us as well. We all know Collingwood's a terrific rebounding team, and to get those numbers that's a massive tick. Bloody frustrating not to convert it. We'll look to be a little less predictable going inside when we can.
Okay.
We won't try and, often you can have a game where you have a million entries, you don't score, and you completely change what your offence looks like. No, we won't be doing that. But when we can, we'll look to be a little bit less predictable, and we're going to have to be. As I said before, they've got some real marking power down back.
Thanks, mate. Terrific insight. Hey, the next one for me is around Big Max. He played an unbelievable game, and I'm sure that he's very disappointed that you didn't get over the line. Now, we've heard a little bit about his foot. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How obviously he's going to play. How close to 100% fit is he?
No, he's good, Neely. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to go into the exact details about what it is. But, no, he's – I think everyone. I saw some vision this week of Cripps all wrapped up with bandages around his ribs. Everyone goes into this time of the year with something, or most of it anyway. And, Gordy's he's fine. He trained during the week. He'll be 100% tonight.
Right, thank you, mate. Right, now, the next one I'm going to ask you to be really specific, Richo. If there was one stat that you wanted to beat the Blues at tonight – to get over the line, what would it be?
It'd be centre bounce.
All right. Terrific. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Alan, your team's just dropped. Josh Shackey's going to be your sub tonight.
Yes, he is. Yeah, Josh gives us some real flexibility. He gives us a bit of cover. We're going to go a little bit smaller in front of the ball. If it is that doesn't work, he gives us some flexibility there. He also gives us a little bit of flexibility, potentially with Joel Smith, who we've got four in front of the ball, to possibly go back if we want to change that, or even given that we don't have Brasher in the middle, it may be that we can do something with Trent Rivers if need be. So he just gives us flexibility across the whole ground.
Judd McVie, why aren't we talking about how good a addition he has been to your lineup this year? A pick out of a rookie draft, played every game this year, and just seems to have slipped under the radar, but slipped seamlessly into your lineup.
Yeah, he's a beauty, Macker. He wins contests, and he's as composed as you'd see in the game when he gets the footy. I often think he's about to get tackled, and you're up in the box, and you know what it's like, Neil. You think, Christ, what's he doing? And then all of a sudden, out he comes out the other side, and he executes really well. He's a terrific kid. He's got great speed and endurance, but his discipline and his desperation in defence for a young bloke is pretty special. He's going to be a terrific player for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like to be a diamond in the rough out of the rookie draft from a couple of years ago. Alan, we always appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. I think we spoke to you on the same night last year, but for your sake, the result hopefully different, and you're through to a preliminary final against the Lions next week. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football.
Good on you guys.
Thanks, Richard.
Alan Richardson joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Warrilili, the premier place for families to live. Live in Geelong's most awarded community. Check out their house and land packages at warrilili.com.au.
Warrilili pre-game interview.